listen, the biggest problems on this planet right now are obesity and antibiotic resistance. They're massive. And they have, if you look at deaths because of obesity or diet-related disease, that there's not even light and shade between that and terrorism, like as in actual deaths, mm-hmm. quantity. So, yeah, one is scary and one is in fear and one is in the news every single day. And the other one is silent, slow, deeply efficient and without doubt, you know, much more efficient at, you know, at hurting and taking the kind of shine off of life for millions of people and Brits. So I think, like, for me, like, it's a really interesting time right now. I mean, Mr. Cameron's going to be releasing an obesity strategy in January, we think. So there's a lot of expectations about how he's going to use the next 5 years of his legacy term, I see it as, to protect our kids. Will he do a good job or not? I hope so. You know, will it be good enough? I hope so. But it's interesting times, right? You've got doing the right thing next to the food and drinks industry, which, you know, does make a lot of money through high fat, high salt, high sugar drinks. And they got to deliver profits. So it's, you know, it is the battle of two worlds. Interesting times.
Does it make you nervous?
Really nervous. Yeah. Really, really nervous because, like, on a personal level, I've worked really hard to get to this moment. And I, as a 40-year-old man and father and sort of really proud Brit, I see hope and I see the possibility and I see public health and bad health getting better in my lifetime, in 10 years. And I see the cost of that, possibly saving the NHS and all sorts of things. But the thing in the way of that happening is honesty and clarity and bravery and people doing their damn job. And the balance of business and the sort of right to business and the environment in which our children and families live. And currently, you know, if you're a poor, at-risk, disadvantaged family, you're 2 to 3 times more likely to be obese or have diet-related disease. And it tracks, and it also costs. We're already paying the cost of ill health. So it's just, it's not regurgitated to the public in a way that they care. The public are really good. You give them good, clear information and they make really good choices. If you could kind of somehow individualize the cost to a regular person, they'd be behind this wholeheartedly. So I do think I'm nervous about January, if I'm really honest. I'm nervous it's not going to be good enough. And then we're stuck on train tracks for another 5 years until the next PM. So it's really personal. It's about David Cameron. It's about one person. It's no one else. Don't blame anyone else. It's about one person and one person with the power to have science and medical and all of the institutions of care right behind him to do the right thing. Willie, I can't wait to see in January.